Moonlight takes you on a journey. A journey where you'll explore the nuances of energy. You'll visit the angelic realms and study the ancient wisdom and teachings of spirituality. We want you to reach within and discover the magnificent being that you came here to be. We help shine God's divine healing light by bringing love, light, and blessings into your world. And now, here is the host of Healing Light, Terry Van Horn.
And welcome to Healing Light. This is Terry Van Horn, and I just want to say thank you so much for being here with me today. You know, it's really such a privilege for me to be able to connect with so many wonderful people. You know, I get to connect with people, you know, fairly often, but it's usually just through the internet and through Facebook and things like that. This is a way that I get to connect with you in a much more personal way. And I really do enjoy it, and it gives a lot back to me. And, you know, I always hope and pray that it gives something to you as well. Now, I do a lot of different things. I do have intuitive readings. I do healing sessions. I'm a medical intuitive. I speak with light language. And, you know, I work with a lot of vibrational healing through crystals, color, music, you know, sound, tuning forks, all of that. Now, another thing that I do is that I'm kind of an earthly representative for an amazing consortium of angels and guides and ascended masters, and I'm not sure who all, honestly. This is a huge group, and they shift constantly depending on the messages that they want to share. They call themselves the fifth element. And when I first was told that name, I immediately said, oh no, we're not even going there. You know, that was a really horrible sci-fi movie, and no. Well, I watched that movie a couple of times. And to save you at least 2 hours of torture, I'll tell you about the last few minutes. Basically, the earth was coming to an end, and there was this being who came to earth to try to save the planet. One of the things that she needed to do was to collect stones that had symbols on them for each element. And then she had to provide the fifth element. So they find all the stones and they get to the room where they're supposed to do everything. And they have them for, you know, like earth, fire, wind, and water. And they put them all where they're supposed to be and nothing happens. And it's like, oh my God, you know, the world's going to come to an end in about an hour or two. We're in trouble. So what happened was they ended up with this being who was supposed to be saving everybody. You know, and in typical sci-fi, she was a very scantily dressed female, but she laid down kind of on this big disc that was in between each of the pedestals that held the element, or the stones representing the elements. And each of her limbs, you know, arms and legs, corresponded with those pillars. She became the fifth element, which is love, unconditional divine love. And after I saw the movie, I was like, oh, I get it now. The fifth element, this is all about complete and unconditional love. So it's not only this group of angels and guides who are providing us with this unconditional love, but they remind us that each one of us is a participant of the fifth element. We all participate in this. We are all part of it. Each one of us is a being of love and light. We just have to start remembering it. And we have to, you know, really jump on board, because right now we all need to be that fifth element. Now, I've been doing radio programs for quite some time. And I always kind of had a format that I would do that, you know, kind of worked for me. But I have been informed lately that it's going to change a little bit. You know, once I get all these topics figured out, you know, for each week and the descriptions, and I've got everything all figured out, then I'm told, nope, we're not doing it that way anymore. I was like, oh, great. So now what? And so I've been told that we're going to do some fifth element stuff with part of each program And then we're also going to talk about the topic of the week. Now, I'm generally not one of these people who does the egotistical, spirit-led kind of stuff. And I've been around a lot of people who did that. They were like, well, spirit told me that I have to wait, or spirit told me this, or spirit told me that. And I can assure you that spirit has never once told somebody to make a group of people wait an hour and a half to listen to a 15-minute speech. You know, I mean, some of this is just kind of ego thing. So I've always been really apprehensive about that. But they have not let up. And they're kind of adamant about, we need to have a little bit of a chat with everybody before you go into each topic. So, you know, who am I to argue, right? They know so much more than I do. They are so much more divinely guided than I am. That, you know, part of my job is to share their messages. And I had been told that this would happen gradually. And that, you know, I would start really sharing their messages a lot. And here we are, almost a year and a half later. And look, I'm changing the format on the programs. So, the first thing that we want to talk about today, before I get into the Bosnian pyramids, which are fascinating, by the way, is basically, and hope Leanne and Chris forgive me for, I'm not going to get too bad on the language, but all the crap that is going on right now. And I mean, there are a few other words to describe it, but they're not nearly as clean or flattering about what's going on with humanity. It's unreal. You know, I live out in the country. I'm kind of isolated from people, except for my internet stuff. And I know that people on the internet can get like really weird and nasty because it's easy to, you know, say things or do things when you're hiding behind a computer screen. But I want to give you a couple of examples about what's going on and the message that I am getting from the fifth element about it. Okay, today I posted an image and then I have that has a quote on it and then my own message. Now the image says, accept everything about yourself. I mean everything. You are you, and that is the beginning and the end. No apologies, no regrets. I thought that was a pretty good message. Now, what I added to that was, you really are perfect. When are you going to realize what a magnificent being you truly are? You know, because we really are. We are beautiful and magnificent beings. We all have that divine spirit within us. You know, that little spark of God. And that in itself makes us all divine. Now, not that everybody does everything that's divine, but we do have that within us. So, I post something about us being perfect. We need to accept that aspect of ourselves. We need to love ourselves and appreciate ourselves because we don't anymore. And our actions are showing it. What kind of comments did I get on something like that? I had somebody who says, I'm unfollowing Healing Light because of stupid sayings like this. Like, okay. And other ones that said, oh, yeah, well, I guess all of the murderers and the serial killers and the rapists and abusers are all perfect, too. And I thought, now, there were a few people who were saying, you know, things that were positive, but I thought, what's the deal? Why do we have to bring out all of this asinine hostility about something that's positive like this? I posted something else the other day that an artist is doing this beautiful project. This woman is traveling all over the world at her own expense. She's a photographer, and she is taking pictures of women celebrating how beautiful and wonderful women are. And there was a just gorgeous, I mean, just visually stunning video of some of this woman's work. And, I mean, she's taking pictures of women all over the world. You know, basically, like, this is what a woman in this country looks like. This is what a woman in this country looks like. Yes, the colors are vibrant. The women are glowing. Okay? I'm not talking about glowing with 5 pounds of makeup on. I'm talking about glowing with within. I get nasty comments about the fact that everybody looks attractive in the video and in the photos. It's like, well, why can't you just have, you know, like regular people in there? Well, maybe these women are regular people, you know? Nobody said it was a photo shoot of models of the world. But it's like, no matter what you say or what you do, people are coming back with really mean, nasty comments about it. Now, sure, every once in a while there's something nice and positive and loving. But I did one a couple of weeks ago that people went crazy over. And it was basically about, you know, we are all beautiful and special and perfect. We are all equal. And we need to stop using our race card, our woman card, you know, our man card, or whatever. And just get out there and be ourselves and do and accomplish things ourselves rather than leaning on or, you know, trying to get ahead based on something about us, our appearance. Oh my gosh, I was nearly lynched over that. Because people were so resentful of the fact that I said, get out there and accomplish things yourself. And don't just rely on something superficial. So people are taking things really, really just nuts. And we need...
You're listening to OTRFM, part of the IOM radio network.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hi everyone, this is Shay Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shay Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth Radio is conscious living for your soul every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
You're listening to OTR FM, part of the IOM radio network.
The fifth element came in and said, you know, we just all need to get a grip. Basically, you know, people are just, they've gotten very negative, very cynical, really, really judgmental. Now, you know, I'm not trying to, you know, put other people's words, you know, mouths in other people's words in other people's mouths. There we go. I'm just expressing and sharing some experiences that I have had lately that I have just found that it's a shift in human nature. Now, today's another example. I have two Irish wolfhounds, and they're puppies, and they're hilarious. And I take them with me a lot. I also belong to a group on Facebook of Irish wolfhound owners. So today I decided that since I do take them with me a lot, and sometimes, you know, I may stop and go into the store for 10 minutes and pick something up while the puppies are in the vehicle. Now, you know, I've got the ignition key and then I've got the lock, two separate things. So I leave my truck running with the air down on 60 degrees. It's so cold you can hang meat in there, and leave the puppies in there. And I stay gone for 15 minutes or less. So today I decided that I would create a little sign that says, "We are in here, air conditioner's on, we're happy puppies. Here's mom's number in case there's a problem. She'll be back in about 10 or 15 minutes. She's buying treats." Okay. Cute little message for, you know, those rare times that I run and stop into the store while I've got an outing with the dogs. You would not believe the backlash I got about being a horrible dog owner by doing that. And I thought, okay, they're secure. They have an air conditioner on. They have my phone number so that someone could contact me immediately. And I'm never gone more than 10 to 15 minutes. I mean, truly, if it would take me longer than that with checkout or something, I would leave the store. It's very simple. People started judging about how terrible I was intentionally taking the dog someplace so that I would leave them in the car. And I thought, wow, I was sharing a tip with other people so that maybe if they run in the same situation, they can have one of these signs in their vehicle so that they can let people know that their dogs are okay for a few minutes. But it's just that people are looking for something to be angry about. And it doesn't matter if it is beautiful photos celebrating women in their native countries. It doesn't matter if it's something about, you know, helping to protect the dogs. It doesn't matter if it's trying to encourage people to get out there and accomplish things on their own rather than leaning on or relying on something from the past. No matter what it is, even posts and messages about, you know, let's pray for clean water. Let's pray for the health of the planet. And I mean, just one after another, negative comments about these things. Now, admittedly, on some of it, I was really taking it personally because, you know, I'm human. And I thought, my gosh, you know, this is unreal. But then I started realizing and looking at other things and other postings and other comments, and people are looking for something to be angry about. Now, a lot of times this happens, usually like in the months of August, whenever, you know, it's been like over 100 degrees temperature and people are just unhappy and miserable on a physical level. But now it's happening more and more and more. We're having anger. We're having frustration. We have people going nuts over the immigration and, you know, letting refugees in. Everybody's just agreeing and disagreeing. And it seems like in some cases, if you don't agree with me, then you're a bad person, or, you know, it's, I don't want anything to do with you. Or some people will just make stuff up to get answers and the right responses. We're in, as my daddy would put it, a world of hurt. And it is right now. It is a world of hurt and pain. And so one of the most important things that we need to do right now is to be that fifth element. We need to be love. We need to share love. And we need to express it to others. Now, I've also had a lot of negative comments about even saying something like that. You would think, wow, who's going to find something wrong with that comment? A lot of people, quite frankly, a lot of them, because what happens is they, well, you know, prayer, you know, love, all that, that's not going to do anything. You know, you're just wasting your time. You need to go do this or you need to go do that. I've had people be really hostile about talking about sending prayers to the earth or for clear and clean water, which is essential to our survival. And people are like, well, you know, prayer does nothing. Well, yes, it does. It does a lot because it raises the vibrational frequency. Not everyone happens to live on the coast so that they can go out and physically clean up beaches or clean up the water. You know, there are a lot of people who live inland. They can't do anything about it. But they can send prayer and healing and positive energy. Because what happens is if we continue to do this, now those who can take action absolutely should take action. But as we raise our own vibrational frequency, we're raising it around us. And as we do that, it starts expanding and growing. And if we share it with others, then they start expanding and growing. And eventually, there is change. There's positive change. And there are ways to make a difference. And Humanity Healing is an amazing organization that is founded by the people with Ohm's Times. They don't just sit around in their house or their offices thinking about ways to change the world. They're out there doing it. They're making connections with other people to make things happen. They're trying to save children who are being kidnapped, children who are being sold into prostitution. They're trying to help women so that they won't be forced into these types of situations as well. I have another friend who I met actually through Renaissance festivals. He and his wife created a foundation because they went to Brazil and saw this village. And they did a performance out at this village. And they saw that the majority of the children in their audience were male within a certain age range. And they couldn't understand it. So they were asking people about the young girls. Where were they? The young girls were being sold by their parents into prostitution, into whatever, so that it would help support the families. So they started the foundation to help save these little girls from being sold. And fortunately, right now, in the community where they have been, where they started all this, no little girls have been sold for almost a year now, which is a miracle. Humanity Healing is doing things and saving children's lives and getting them out of dangerous situations and placing them in locations where they will be safe and treasured. You know, children who are born albino have enough issues and enough problems, particularly in a culture where everyone is dark-skinned. And then they have these rituals where they feel that the organs or the bones of these albino children are magic charms. So they are killing them. So Chris and Leanne do work tirelessly to save these children and to help people all over the world through Humanity Healing. We can make a difference. You know, if one or two people actually care about something, they can make an enormous difference. Chris and Leanne have saved a lot of children's lives. And now, you know, I learned about Rex and LaDonna, who have saved little girls from being sold into prostitution and slavery just because they've made an effort. They've come up with ways to pay a few people to help and raise money in that community, teaching them how to make money with other things so that they won't be selling their daughters. There are things that you can do to make changes. But most importantly, what I'm being told is that we can't let these people with these negative attitudes, with this hostility and all of this hatred and anger that's just within them, we can't let them get to us. Now that, I'm honest with you, okay? That is hard for me. When somebody starts on something like that, then I'm the one who's always going to bat for the underdog. And if the underdog's me, then I'm doing that too. So it's been a huge learning curve for me. Sometimes I let it go, and sometimes it's a little bit harder to let go. But I would have to say that in the past week and a half, I personally have probably banned close to 500 people from my Facebook page just from their attitudes and their hostility and their nastiness towards others. And, you know, a lot of them nastiness towards me as well. I mean, you wouldn't believe some of the things that they say. Thank God for profanity filters on these things. But it's amazing how much people really are hurting right now. And we need to be on the positive, loving side about that. So that's your message from The Fifth Element. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Bosnian pyramids.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM radio network.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
The name is Bond. James Bond.
No, the name is Joe. The Joe Show. And we are returning back for our ninth season here on Old Times Radio. So tune in every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, on oldtimes.com/mobile. You can take us wherever you go.
Yeah!
This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to invite you to join me for my weekly radio show, Healing Light, on Own Times Radio, every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Healing Light, we want to bring love, light, and blessings into your world. You can find out more about us at www.healinglightonline.com. Blessings.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
You're listening to OTR FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Hi, this is Terry Van Horn, and you're listening to Healing Light. So today we're going to talk about the Bosnian pyramids. Now, you know, I grew up being fascinated about ancient Egypt and, you know, the pyramids over at Giza. And then as I got older, I learned there were pyramids in Mexico. And I was like, you know, wait a minute. No, the real pyramids are in, you know, Egypt. These must be fake ones. Well, basically what happened was I learned a lot more about them, and I was able to go out and explore with some of them. And I was able to go out to a couple of sites that were not as, we'll just say not as commercial. They were like deep in the jungle. As a matter of fact, they were still having problems with some of the natives around there, some of the indigenous people who had nothing. You know, I have to say that these people really had nothing. It was just heart-wrenching to go out there and see how these people lived. But they were still taking stones from the pyramids and from the walls around them and the other buildings to use to repair their own homes. So we do have a lot of pyramids all over the world, and some are very much in danger because of actions just like this. Now, although that was really, really sad, and I know that now the Mexican government has made changes. So this has been a long time ago since I went and did this. But I even had the opportunity to climb up on some of them. And they were amazing. You know, and the way they were built. And, you know, of course, I was just like overwhelmed with the view. Because these were not like the, you know, ones that were like really, really, really huge and tall. But, you know, it was just incredible. And then a few years ago, I start hearing about the Bosnian pyramids. And I'm like, what on earth? And then I've also heard about some in China. Okay, we don't know much about them, but there are some there. But these Bosnian pyramids, there's something about these things that is just really different and unusual. Okay? You know all about the ones in Egypt. You know all the ones in Mexico. So let's talk about the Bosnian ones first. Now, the thing that we need to know and understand is that the reason why you don't know a lot about these, there's a couple reasons. Number one is that they were discovered around 2005 by a man whose name I definitely will totally destroy, but I'm going to make an effort at least. His name is Dr. Samir Osmanagic, I think. Okay? But he discovered these pyramids. Also, there were tunnels in that area. They have like five structures. They have the Bosnian Sun Pyramid, the Moon Pyramid, the Dragon, the Love, and then they have the Temple of Mother Earth. Now, there's a tulumus, which is kind of like a burial ground or a grave. And then they have the tunnels that are called the Ravni Tunnels. And then they also have what is really amazing are spheres. Now, they've got spheres out there that are ginormous. They are carved because you cannot possibly get anything like this in the natural world, okay? Because these spheres are almost perfect. Now, think about that, okay? Let's just say, for instance, you know, if we're cooking and we're making a cookie dough and we're rolling that up into a ball. I mean, how perfectly shaped is your ball? I mean, it's not perfect in any way. These spheres are perfect. They are like off by just teeny tiny fractions. And, you know, that is, I'm going to use the word impossible. That is impossible to create regardless of the technology. Okay? Even now with all the toys and bells and whistles that we have, to create something like that out of stone would be impossible to have it perfect. But yet, these ancient cultures, you know, these natives who had nothing but, you know, sticks and a couple of sharp rocks, were able to create these things. And some of these spheres, I mean, if you watched like Pirates of the Caribbean and you saw, you know, Captain Jack running down the hill, and they've got all these big boulders, round boulders. That's what they're referring to. Okay? These are people size. They have some that are smaller, but they're still big. We're talking about 3, 4, 6, 8 feet in diameter. They're big. But, you know, almost perfect. Now, also around these Bosnian pyramids, they do have a bunch of artifacts. They have little clay things that they've made, which is also kind of unusual because usually you don't find that sort of thing. So there are carvings. There are different little things that they've found around there. And they are still trying to understand them. Some of these are huge, very, very heavy, and of course defy explanation, as, you know, so many of the things that we find all around our planet. But it's really interesting when you see this stuff, because they have symbols that are interesting because they're kind of like the ruins, you know, that the Druids had, and over in Scotland and Wales and England and all of that, all with Stonehenge. Okay, their writing is very similar to that. So, you've got a people who have sticks. They do not have the will yet. They have sticks and rocks to make things. And they certainly can't travel because they have not, as I said, they haven't created the will. They haven't domesticated animals yet. But yet they're using the same symbols, you know, thousands of miles away. Makes no sense at all. They also have some artifacts that are like stone within stone. So they've set stone into other pieces of stone, which means it has to have a perfect fit. So there are a lot of things that they have done, you know, digging these tunnels, all sorts of things with these pyramids. But I want to get into the information about the pyramids themselves. There are a lot of different websites, and one of them that I found really interesting is called Before It's News. I do have an acquaintance. Actually, I call her my friend because she ended up adopting one of my ancient crystal skulls. So I feel like that she and I are family, even though we live on different continents now. But she goes to Bosnia fairly often. Now, the Bosnian pyramids, they're geometric. They have linear sides. They have very clearly defined edges. Now, these pyramids are all covered with dirt, grass, trees, all that kind of stuff, okay? They are not like the ones that we see in Mexico or in Egypt. Now, when you go and shoot this with thermal satellite, you can tell very easily their sizes and their shapes, and also, you know, that they absorb heat much less than the soil, and there's a big hollow area. Now, some areas you can see the stones. But the Bosnian government still is not letting anybody come in, you know, with like buckets and bulldozers and shovels to clear this out. But, yeah, this one aspect of the Bosnian pyramids blows me away. Actually, there's a lot of aspects of it, okay? But this one aspect. Now, they are usually, they are flat on the top, like the ones from Mexico. But, you know, the big pyramid in Mexico is called the Pyramid of the Sun. Yes, everybody has, you know, multiple pyramids of the sun, okay? But one of the really big ones, I think it's in Chichen Itza, has the Pyramid of the Sun. That is 210 feet high. You know, that's, if you're looking at it from a building and stories aspect, usually about 10 to 12 feet constitute a story. So in that case, it would be like 21 stories. Okay? The Great Pyramid at Giza, 450 feet. Okay? almost twice the height, well, over twice the height of the one in Mexico. Bosnia, 722 feet. That baby is huge. Now, another thing about the Bosnian pyramids is that, like I said, the country is not real excited about having a lot of excavation. China won't let you near theirs. Okay, at least in Bosnia, you can get out there and, you know, look and explore. And they have had different people go out and do research. Okay, so that part of it is good. But, I mean, these are covered in vegetation now. And I think the Bosnian government, I know the Chinese government does not want to uncover it because they don't want people out there. But there are areas where the there are terraces, there's a lot of stonework near the Bosnian pyramids. And some of it was discovered around 2008. Now, what's interesting is about this is two different things. One is that the samples that they took from Bosnia are composed of a calcium and potassium-based geopolymer cement. They can't really date it, but it's not modern concrete. It's more like what the Egyptians used 3,500 years ago. Okay? They used concrete to make these things. How long did it take us to figure that out? I don't even know when we did that. Now, also, there have been, you know, different expeditions, like I said. So there are different ways that these have been built and different things that have happened with them. So when we get back, we're going to talk about it and learn a little bit more about this mystery. We'll be right back.
You're listening to OTR FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors. Connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Aliyah, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
You're listening to OTR FM. Part of the IOM Radio Network.
Light. Today we're talking about the Bosnian pyramids. Now, I'm going to actually read you some information about this that came from the website beforeitsnews.com, because they really do have a lot of great information and it's all been confirmed. Okay, so it's not just, you know, some kind of weird hoax stuff. Okay, when it comes to the Bosnian pyramids, Actually, the gentleman who discovered them in 2005 is part of he's with the Center for Anthropology and Archaeology at the American University in Bosnia-Herzegovina. And he works with others, a large team, still on the Bosnian pyramids, because there's just so much about these. I mean, if you think the Great Pyramid at Giza is a puzzle and difficult to understand, just wait until I give you this other information, okay? I've already told you, the Sun Pyramid in Bosnia is over 722 feet tall. That's one-third taller than the pyramid in Giza. Okay, here's a good one, all right? Radiocarbon dating shows that pyramid in Bosnia is at least 24,800 years old. Okay? Now, the ones in Egypt, they always say, you know, about 3,500 years, because they only want to say that, you know, humans are been around, you know, for about 6,000 years. This sucker is almost 25,000 years old. Now, that's kind of impressive, but the next comment is even more impressive. Material analysis from five different locations on different continents, by the way, shows that these structures are made from man-made concrete. Now, they can't date exactly how old the concrete is, but it absolutely is not anything modern. There is an 8,000 kilogram ceramic block under the pyramid in the underground labyrinth. Now, they also say, this is a cool one, all right? And I've seen photos that I thought were kind of questionable, but there is an energy beam that's electromagnetic with a radius of 4.5 meters and a frequency of 28 kilohertz has been detected and measured coming from the top of the Sun Pyramid. Okay, got an energy beam shooting off the top of this pyramid. An ultrasound beam with a radius of 10 meters and a frequency of 28 to 33 kilohertz has been measured on the top of that same pyramid as well. Now, just like the pyramids in Giza, these are aligned with the Earth's cardinal points and oriented to stellar north. Now, according to the gentleman who has discovered them and has been working on them for quite some time now, the one whose name I totally butchered and destroyed, he says, although tens of thousands of pyramids have been discovered across the planet, none have the construction quality and date back as far as the ones in Bosnia. Bosnia is the original pyramid, the oldest and the largest ever constructed. It has an exact 0-degree north orientation and is potentially the key to releasing information about ancient technology that can free the world of its dependence on fossil fuel, along with offering the possibility of finding astounding medical breakthroughs in the scientific community. Now, this is really amazing about where this is located, the information that they have found on it, because unlike Giza, I mean, Giza, pretty much everything is controlled by the Egyptian government, which means that if the Egyptian government says they want humanity to only be 6,500 years old, by God, they're not going to date anything before that. Okay? As Bosnians, they're already saying 25,000 years old, at least. Possibly 30,000. Now, they're not, you know, some of them are, you know, almost perfect. Others are not quite as symmetrical. So it looks like that some were really, you know, they were really on it. And from a geometric standpoint, getting these things right. The others, not as much. Now, here's another surprise and something else that I did not know. There are Indonesian pyramids on Java, and they are also built very similar to the ones in Bosnia. There are also supposedly some in Korea. Obviously, fat chance of ever actually seeing those. But I think there's probably satellite images, and there are a couple of undercover images of some of those. So there are a lot of different ones. And one of the things that's really cool about the Bosnian ones is that there are geoglyphs on the top of them. And they are Celtic. As I said, this is a long ways from that area, but that's what they have found with them. Now, the official Bosnia pyramid website, that one is a little bit sketchier as far as information, because the most recent thing that I could find for them was like 2013. So they're not telling a whole lot, but they are backing up, you know, the same information in that artificial concrete was used to build these walls on these pyramids. Obviously, they're not excavating enough to be able to get in yet. But there's a lot going on out there. They are saying that it's about 25,000 years old, that there's radiation coming from it, and they have some images from it. And then, of course, there are megaliths, because you can't have pyramids and all that other kind of stuff without having enormous gazillion ton blocks that they're still trying to figure out. But they do definitely confirm the ultrasound and the electromagnetic phenomena that occurs at the top of this pyramid. This is fascinating. They've got all these tunnels. And now, you know, in the last few years, they've also discovered those spheres. So there's a lot going on with these. They're fascinating. And I'm going to get with, you know, this friend slash acquaintance who gets to go over there. I'll probably see her in a couple of months when she comes back to the U.S. And you can be assured that the moment that we hug each other, then we're going to go into a straight interrogation, because I want to know everything that she senses and feels when she goes over there. She's made several trips now. And, of course, she lives in Europe, so it's a little easier for her to go back and forth. So that is some of the information that I have on the Bosnian pyramids. I wish that I had info, you know, more on these, but, you know, they haven't been around or discovered all that long. And then I can't wait until we find some way to get access to the ones in China, because they are supposed to be phenomenal as well, although not quite as big. But still, it's a big deal because it shows that they're scattered everywhere. Now, to wrap up our month of June and all of these, you know, bizarre things that we've talked about, I'm going to talk about Hollow Earth next week. Hollow Earth, you know, there are a lot of conspiracy theories about that. You know, there are little green guys that live in Hollow Earth. There are these tall white guys. There are aliens that live in Hollow Earth. You know, stories are a dime a dozen. I'm going to try to cut through all of that so that I can give you, you know, real, more solid information. Honestly, for me, I'm kind of on the fence about this whole thing. I can't see us going through a hole and having an entire, you know, kind of like a planet inside. But I have to say that Admiral Richard E. Byrd, you know, of the North and South Pole fame, he has said that he found the entrance to Hollow Earth back in 1926. And he actually even discussed that with Congress. Okay, so there is information. There's a lot of pseudoscience. There's a lot of craziness with some of this stuff. But it's interesting. And I thought I would at least get some info on it touch on it, and share that with you. And so we'll see how it goes. Next month, we're going to talk about angels and archangels. So each week, we're going to talk about several of the different archangels during the month of July. So I think that'll be interesting for you as well. And then, of course, the fifth element is going to be, you know, jumping in there with messages to help us to get through some of these challenging times that we're going through right now. If you do want to get in touch with me or to learn about the services that I provide and the things that I do, you can find me at healinglight.com. Or you can find me on Facebook, and the keywords there are Healing Light Online. I also am going to have my new book out on angels in the next few months. And it's about basically how I found me through getting to know them. So I think it'll be interesting and help to let you know that, you know, we all have challenges and we all have struggles and ways that we get through it. And I'm hoping that by sharing some of my story, I'll be able to help others connect with their angels as well so that they can find out who they really are and get to know yourself. Thank you again so very much for being with us. I wish you all so much love, light, and many blessings. And remember, don't let this hurt and anger and hatred get you down. Do your best to try to reflect back with love. And as we do, we will disarm them.